So Rosh Chodesh, I thought maybe we could spend a few minutes trying to understand. Rosh Chodesh comes every month. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh comes 11 times a year. And it just sort of usually comes and goes. So you say hello, chatzi hello, a little bit of something, maybe a little extra. Yal v'yavo, in davin, yal v'yavo, in benching, in bench. Maybe we could take a couple of minutes this morning to actually try to appreciate Rosh Chodesh a little bit. And to appreciate a little bit, to open our eyes to some of the beauty of the Rosh Chodesh davening. Rosh Chodesh is clearly a special day. Rosh Chodesh is a concept in the Torah. The Pesukim talk about Rosh Chodesh, where in Chumash in particular. This morning's leaning. What was this morning's leaning? Pesukim in the Chumash about Rosh Chodesh, drawn from Parshas Pinchas. With the Torah speaks about Yom Tov in different places. Parshas Pinchas, towards the end of Chumash Bamidbar, where the Torah focuses on the Karbonos Musaf. What were the special Karbonos that were brought on specific days in the Beis Hamikdash? So every day the Torah says you had your Karbon Tamid, a sheep in the morning, sheep in the evening. That's every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. You open with the morning Tamid, you close with the afternoon Tamid. Shabbos, another two sheep for a carbon musaf of Shabbos. That's why we daven musaf on Shabbos, to mark the fact that musaf really means added. So it was added, either added carbonus. In addition to the daily carbonus, for Shabbos, you mark it with small added carbonus. And then Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shmi Atzeres, all those days have special carbonus musaf in, added musaf. So that's what appears in the Pesukim and Parshas Pinchas, that's we laying for the mafter in each of those days, and that's what we talk about when we daven musaf. Right? When we daven musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif Chol Moed, we're talking about the fact that we're musaf, literally lahosif, karbonos musafin, added karbonos at each of those days, added karbonos at each of those days. So that's like the main address of Rosh Chodesh. Like the Torah doesn't tell us so much else about Rosh Chodesh. In this week's parasha, for sure. Torah talks about setting Rosh Chodesh. Every month, the Beis Din is supposed to set in an ideal time when you have a functioning Sanhedrin. Every month, the Beis Din, Edom come and say, we saw the new moon. And the Beis Din checks out the Edom and say, okay, Rosh Chodesh. We declare today is Rosh Chodesh. So you have Rosh Chodesh in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. And you have Rosh Chodesh in Parsha's Pinchas, the Musaf, the added Karbanos. So what's Rosh Chodesh all about? What's Rosh Chodesh all about? So a couple of things. So number one, if you actually turn to the Tfilas Musaf in your Siddur, it only struck me, I've been saying this for a long time, only struck me like in the last couple of years. Here in this Siddur, page 284, the Tfilah of Musaf. So it starts the same as every Shmona Esrei, the first three brachos, Magen Avraham, Achayim Esim, excuse me, Akel HaKadosh. And then here's the part that's special, that's unique for Rosh Chodesh, this middle bracha. So like every carbon, every tefillos musaf, in the middle you'll have that paragraph of Pesukim, that's a quote from today's laning, from Parshas Pinchas, that tells you, all the special carbonos you brought, Rosh Chodeshim, Takivu Ola, you bring Parim, you bring cows, and you bring rams, you bring sheep, and you bring two goats for carbon taxes. Okay. But let's look at the beginning. There's just the first couple of lines here. Rosh Chodesh Am Chanasat. This is the official tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. Hashem, you gave your people Rosh Chodesh. Sounds like Rosh Chodesh is a gift. Nasata. The gift of Rosh Chodesh. What exactly is the gift, great gift of Rosh Chodesh? Or what does Rosh Chodesh do for me? What's that? Zman kapar l'chol todosim. It's a time of kapara. It's a time to get clean again. Time to restart. To be able to start again, to do tshuva my averus, and to start fresh. That's interesting. Think of Rosh Chodesh. I would never thought Rosh Chodesh is a day of gay. Every month you have a chance to get mechila. The Chachamim who wrote this bracha, where that's a very beautiful idea. Where we don't clap al chay, we don't have vidur in Rosh Chodesh. Where they get this idea from that the time of kapara? So here they explain. I've said these words so many times, hundreds of times. It only struck me a couple of years ago. It's a zman of kapara. Why? Be yosam makirin fanecha zivchei ratzon usi irecha tas lechaper ba'adam. Because this is the day when we would bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, including si'irei chatas, including two goats for chatas. Remember, we were talking before about every day there's a karban tamid. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, karbanos begin with a sheep in the morning, end with a sheep in the afternoon. That's every single day. Shabbos, two extra sheep. That's your musaf. Rosh Chodesh Yamim Tovim, it's not just extra sheep or a carbon ola. Rosh Chodesh Yamim Tovim, bigger musaf, including Si'irei Chatas, carbon chatas. Shabbos Yom bring a special carbon chatas, just ola, just a present for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Carbon chatas means a carbon you bring about during Aveira. So the most common time that you bring a chatas shel tzibur, the most common time of the year that the Jewish people bring a carbon chatas, that we as a nation are trying to get kapara, is Rosh Chodesh. So summed up, you may have learned in the past, a person doesn't, days of Beis HaMikdash, a person doesn't have there his Michal Shabbos by accident, or some other serious Aver by accident, he'll bring his own personal Karban Chatas. But the Jewish people bring a Karban Chatas. The most common time that the Jewish people bring Karban Chatas is on Rosh Chodesh.
What other scenarios would all Israel bring Karban Chatas?
That's a great question. So the most common scenarios are, by far, Karban Musaf. On Rosh Chodesh and Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shemini Atzeres. There are other cases. That is a very good question. There are other cases besides the set time. So that's interesting. So when there's no rain, we daven, and we daven not only with our mouths, but the Pesukim say in Balosa, we daven with the Chatzotros also, blowing the trumpets. But we don't bring special karbanos. Usually the carbon chatas, there are other cases where the Klal Yisrael brings a carbon chatas. That's when Klal Yisrael did a communal aveira. Let's say the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, there's a masecht aveira. So let's say avodah zarah or some other aveira. What does it mean the Jewish people? I mean, if a lot of Jews did aveiras, so each one's going to bring his own carbon. So the Pesukim is saying there's a whole masecht, the very end of Nezikin, the teeny tiny masecht Harius, is largely about this. That sometimes an Aveira is called an Aveira of the Tzibur. How is that? If it wasn't just like individual people did Aveiras by accident, but it was most of the Jewish people who live in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a result of a mistaken psak by the Sanhedrin. But the Sanhedrin paskins that you're allowed to turn on electric bulbs on Shabbos. The old-fashioned filament, incandescent bulbs. And then over the next 20, 30 years, millions of Jews are turning them on Shabbos because the Sanhedrin says Mutter. Then after 30 years later, they say, you really know what? We realize it was a mistake. Now we change our mind. That's another option. No, we realize that the whole thing was an error. We realize there was the whole thing was a mistake that we never should have said in the first place. And Sanhedrin is supposed to be honest and publicly announce, we made a mistake, no one should do this. And now let's figure out how many Jews have erroneously been Mechal Shabbos based on our Pesach. If most of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael were Mechal Shabbos because of that mistaken Pesach in Sanhedrin, so that instead of each of those million, 2 million, 5 million Jews bring their own personal Karban Chatas, Jewish people bring a single Karban Chatas for Kalal Yisrael.
And everybody would watch that Karban Chatas being brought?
Actually, everyone would. People would probably want to, if they could. You're raising another great point, which is in general, when you bring a carbon tzibur, which the Tamid and the Musaf are, it's the Jewish people bringing karbanos, so how does that work? Right. So the Gemara actually says exactly your point. Usually if I bring my own carbon, so if I'm bringing a carbon based on Mikdash, so I don't just like ship it, I don't Amazon an animal to a based on Mikdash. You could. Obviously, it makes a lot more sense. You should be there. I'm going to send a carbon. I mean, it works, but like that's obviously not ideal. You want to actually ask your question. So, but the entire Jewish nation brings karbanos every single day, basically. Every day there's a Talmud, and every Shabbos is a Muslim. Every Rosh Chodesh, every Yantar. So the Gemara says, you can't have all the Jewish people coming to basically every day. People got to go to work. So there was a rotation. Just like the rotation of Konim and Levim, the rotation of Yisraelim, called Ma'amados. They talk about it in Maseches Tainus, in the last paragraph. Different people had shifts. They would spend a week in the Beis HaMikdash being present at the Karbanos. Yisraelim, they weren't doing avodah on the Karban. They were there, and they were davening, they were fasting, and they were representing the Jewish people. So you had your shift. You're on reserve. You had your shift. Your week, when you would go, You represent the Jewish people. But you're right. And when you bring karbanos on Yom Tov, people go. As a matter of fact, it says in the Sefer Melachim, you get the impression that people used to often go to the Beis HaMikdash for Rosh Chodesh also. Maybe that's why. There's a big karban musaf. I want to be there. I want to be. I'm Klal Yisrael. And here it comes back to our point. When it says, Mamash is the simple language, if you just read the bracha and translate what we say, every Rosh Chodesh and musaf, saying Rosh Chodesh is the time of kapara. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is the most common time of the, like you said, yes, everyone's a long while, maybe every couple of years, there'll be a karban chatas of the Jewish people for like a particular aveira. But that's very rare. That's very uncommon. The most common type of chatas of the tzibur is in the musaf, which happens on Yom Tov. Happens Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Shemini Atzeres. But the most common time that you bring a carbon musaf, bring carbon musaf every Shabbos. But that's just two sheep for a carbon olah. The most common chatas hatzibur, the most common chatas of Jewish people is Rosh Chodesh. So we're meant to, so we hear those psukim all the time, we hear the laning. What's going on that laning is Shemini Atzeres Poyantas. That means Rosh Chodesh is a time of, it's a time of kapara. That's powerful stuff. Every Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to start again. A lot of times we feel like, you know, stuck in a rut. Right? The stuff that's going well, the stuff that's not going well, and sometimes I just feel like I just sort of like in this groove. Sometimes you're in a good groove and like you're happy the way things are going. Sometimes you feel like you're just like in a groove of like not great stuff. And like I wish things could be different. I wish I could be doing more. I wish I could be happier with the things that I'm doing, things I'm accomplishing. Like I'm making a lot of bad decisions, just sort of like stuck in the mud. So the truth is, that's a very common human feeling, and it's a very healthy human feeling in the sense that everyone makes mistakes, and it's very healthy to be able to recognize, yeah, there are things that I'm doing that are not ideal. As a matter of fact, the Mesil Sisharim writes, the first step, if you want to be in like a system of growth, like get on a good path of like methodical, ambitious growing into a better version of who I am. So the first step is to stop and think. That's what he says. First step is zero. It's to be able to stop and like think. Like, you know, think about the decision I'm making. Think about the path, the trajectory I'm on. What's good? What needs changing? And that can happen any day of the year. And that's the first step of tshuva. Right? And tshuva is one of the great, as Chazal pointed out, one of the great gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to humanity. Chazal even have this lashon that tshuva is one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before he created the world. So what does that mean? Create tshuva before he created the world? What does that mean? What does it mean anything was created before he created the world? And so tshuva means like I did something wrong. I'm going to like say I'm sorry, fix up. Like what? How does that come before? Tshuva is like a response. Like, oh, I made a mistake. I say I'm sorry. When tshuva is created before the world. So what the problem means is this. Tshuva is much more than just a detail. Tshuva means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And he knows that he created us in a way that we have a tendency to make a lot of mistakes. We're built that way. And we also have the capacity to start again. And that's an incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I could make mistakes and I could pick myself up, dust myself up, and start again. That's an enormous lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world. That is the story of whatever you do, and you're stuck with it.
He could have made that. He could have made tshuva after he created the world. I mean, it could still be good and he created after.
Yeah,
the world.
Yeah, right. That's a cry asking the cautious. What does it mean? Before he created, before he created the world. What that presumably means, I think what that expression means, is that it's part of the original design. What part of the original design principles of the universe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe from the outset, baked in. It's not like, oh, now people make mistakes, okay, we better give them a chance to erase it. No. Like, baked into the way the universe is designed is that people can change themselves. That's part of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is Meirosh, is that we're going to have nisyonos, you're going to have opportunities, you're going to have challenges, and part of the so to speak, the rules of the game, part of the design of this universe from the outset, is that you're gonna be out there, you're gonna have spiritual, moral adventures, and you're gonna be able to reset, you'll be able to reboot. And tshuva's all year long. Rambam counts the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not just on Yom Kippur. Mitzvah of tshuva is any day of the year. Rabbi Yonah thinks there's an additional special mitzvah of tshuva Yom Kippur, l'fnei Hashem tetaru. But tshuva is not only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is when it's seasonal. It's easier to do tshuva Yom Kippur time. But it's all year long. And not only could any day of the year, I could wake up and look in the mirror, I could be sitting on the bus on the way home and carve out 15 minutes to think and say, you know what, like, the things I'm decision to make I'm happy about, but then there's certain things, one or two things that I want to change. That's amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that with open arms. The Simcha Rabbah, the Ava Rabbah, any day, any night of the year. Tshuva is a part of again, part of the original, baked into the design of the universe. And not only is tshuva a gift and an opportunity and an expectation, the ability to grow is an expectation every day of the year, but even in terms of like seasonal times where it's like easier to do it, it's not just Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not just annual. There are monthly opportunities to restart. It could even be, we'll close with this, we'll wrap this up. Let's go back. We said there are two parshas of Rosh Chodesh in the Torah, right? There's Pinchas, which we've been talking about, Musafin, right? Today's laning. And the other parsha is today, this week, right? Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, Hachoshes Alechem Rosh Chodeshim, but the mitzvah of Kiddush Hachodesh, which is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Jewish people before they even became fully a nation. Before they leave Mitzrayim on their way to Har Sinai, they're already told, you're going to have this opportunity and the expectation that you're going to set, you have Rosh Chodesh, and Kali Yisrael are going to be, every through the Sanhedrin, we're determining the new month based on what? Based on?
The messenger has come to...
Physically, like...
Sun.
Not the sun, the moon, right? The sun is pretty constant. The sun... There are changes also, but the sun is largely similar. There are nuances of where the sun rises and sets, how long the day is, how many hours of the day the sun up. But the sun doesn't change as dramatically, but the moon changes very dramatically. Right? We live post Thomas Edison. There's loads of light pollution. We don't pay attention to the sky as much, and not so much to see. Right? If you get out in the country, you see the moon. Usually, hopefully, you can see if it's not cloudy. Right? But the moon changes dramatically over the course of the month, right? Because it's because of the shadow that the Earth casts. So every month, the moon cycles through. You see nothing, and then two nights ago was the Molad. So last night, if it wouldn't have been cloudy, you could have seen a little sliver right after sunset. And slowly, the next 2 months, the next 2 weeks, the moon's going to grow and grow and grow until you have a full moon, and then it's going to shrink. Rosh Chodesh is when it starts growing again, the new moon. So that's a physical astronomical cycle. But what that picture symbolizes is the picture that captures that you can start again. The moon shrinks. It's in a great place, and then it shrinks, and then it can start growing again. So there it's because the moon is great, but sometimes it's in the shadows, and it's not getting all the sunlight it could get, and sometimes it's big. But means sometimes it's fully lit. But that's an astronomical cycle. But what the message behind that is something for us. That we're also, sometimes we're in a place where it's not great. We don't feel like we're fully lit up. And you have Kadosh Baruch Hu baked in, long before he created the sun and the moon, baked into the core design of the universe, is that we have the ability to be better than we are. We always have that capacity. And Rosh Chodesh is a time that's meant for kapara. Every days of Beis Hamikdash, Rosh Hashem next month, Meher Yivan Hamikdash, Rosh Hashem we have Beis Hamikdash, and we bring the next time we have Rosh Chodesh in Beis Hamikdash, every single month afterwards, it is a carbon chatas hatzibah. The Jewish people as a whole bring carbon chatas, starting again, refreshing, and that's powerful. Zman kapara l'chol todosim. That's an incredible chesed. Tshuva isn't a negative. Tshuva is an extraordinary positive. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. He's invested in us even when we make mistakes. And I made mistakes. I'm shrunken. I'm not in the light. I'm feeling sort of, my life is feeling sort of dark. I can make changes and I can get into a better zone. So that's a powerful, it's just the first couple lines of the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, but that's part of the message of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That's part of the message of Rosh Chodesh as a whole. Every Rosh Chodesh is a chance to start again. Every month, you get to reboot. I'm not happy with the decisions I made in Chodesh Tevis. Okay, can do tshuva. You can make a firm commitment and plan how Shabbat is going to be better going forward than Tevis was in the past. This is one of the main messages of Rosh Chodesh. The two parshas, Parshas Bo, Parshas Pinchas.